All right, before we go to break, just wanted to talk and highlight once again the move. And I'm laughing because we haven't shown it in a few minutes and it's moved up another, you know, however much.
A new record.
A new record above 66,000 now for Bitcoin. So what we saw happen for Bitcoin, and I don't know if we have the intraday chart where we can show where it just blew through the prior record and just kept going upward, you guys. And what I find really interesting there, I have to admit, I thought that once the Bitcoin futures ETF started trading, that we would perhaps see a sell the news phenomenon, as we have at other points in the crypto sort of adoption cycle this year, right? Dogecoin, for example, that's something that we saw with that cryptocurrency. That's definitely not what we're seeing, Sazi.
No, and I'll never forget where I was when Bitcoin hit a new all-time high. I was sitting here with Julie Hyman and Brian Chung. I mean, this is a very life-changing development here. And now you really have to think, you know, we just talked to Fidelity's key crypto guy last week calling for what, Bitcoin over 100,000 by 2023. I mean, why not Bitcoin 100,000 before year end? I mean, there's so much enthusiasm, so much cash floating into this particular new ETF. You might have some more on the way like it. And it's hard to, at least today, make that bear case for it.
Yeah, and it hit another new high. I mean, this is just the way that it's been rocketing up all day. And you do raise a really interesting question, Julie, is why wasn't it a kind of traditional, you know, sell the news type of situation? And you do wonder to what degree maybe are people pricing in not just the announcement yesterday of, or the debut yesterday of that BITO ProShares Bitcoin futures ETF, but maybe they're pricing in the optimism over a Bitcoin spot ETF, which would have direct exposure to the physical Bitcoin instead of indirectly through these futures contracts on the CME. And, you know, BITO obviously getting a big bid there. But who's to say? I mean, what's the worth in trying to create some sort of fundamental explanation for why Bitcoin is ripping up today beyond trying to put the timing of these things together? And I think it's just worth mentioning that maybe the next technical resistance point could be 69,420, because that's the type of industry, I'm sorry, that's the type of market that we're in right now, where people are just picking these funny, arbitrary numbers that they feel like should be where these asset values are going. I mean, 69,420 could be the next stop here, and maybe that's what it rips up to. I don't know.
Why? What is it? What is it about 69,420? I don't get it, Brian.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to ask my sources.
What's also interesting here is I was seeing some chatter today that the new ETF was not necessarily being bought by retail. It was being bought by institutional buyers, but it's still something that would get retail attention. So following that successful debut, do you get people calling their brokers and saying, okay, fine, now that was it, now I want in? I'm not sure if that would be enough for this kind of upsurge, but, and to your point, Brian Chung, like, why do we ever know why this is happening? You know, I don't know.
Julie, you're
a fundamental guy, Saz. I don't know.
I went to bed last night reading, I think it was a story in the Wall Street Journal about how they interviewed someone who pulled money out of his retirement account to get involved with this new Bitcoin exchange traded fund. It's happening. You can feel the broader retail participation out there. And I wouldn't be surprised to see more stories like that from the Journal in the weeks and days to come.
Yes, especially if we see it continue to go higher. Price begets price, doesn't it?